And live at 8-5, Car Crasher, Jim Brace, Skyping in from Calgary this morning. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
All right. How did you like the Avalon?
The SS Avalon. Well, you know, this is Toyota's big family car. It's kind of a stretched Camry, kind of, you know, analogous to, you remember the old commercials, this isn't your father's Oldsmobile?
Right, right.
This one is.
Oh, no.
That said, I mean, it's aimed at people that want something comfortable, reasonably luxurious, obviously dependable. It's a Toyota. You can't get a bench seat in it anymore, so they've gotten rid of that part of it. But really, you know, it is. I got this thing, and I was, like I said, the SS Avalon, and I was going along, and it would not agreeably going over frost heaves and things as I was driving it. So then I stuck it into sport mode, and my goodness, the wallowing almost disappeared.
Oh, really?
And it becomes actually, you know, and I've had it for a week. I'm taking it back this morning.
Right.
And over the week, I really started to learn to like this car. I don't think I'd buy it. It's not aimed at me.
Right.
But boy, you know, I mean, it starts at 36.8. It has a nice torquey V6 engine. It's the only engine available. It's a 3.5 liter. Toyota's a ubiquitous 3.5 liter. 18-inch wheels. But the thing puts out about 265 horsepower. So when you step on the gas, it moves along quite nicely.
Wow.
So it's not really fair to call it the SS Avalon. But I can actually see why people buy this car. It's got this kind of two-tone interior, which I'm still a little ambivalent about, but like I said, the more I drove it, the more time I spent in this car, the more I enjoyed it. And they even did some things in this really right. For instance, on the center stack, they've taken kind of the Ford idea of the touch screen, but the touch surface.
Right.
And they've kind of upped the ante with that by actually giving you little areas that you can touch. It reminds me of an old Mitsubishi television remote control I had about 20 years ago that was my favorite remote of all time. It was just very straightforward. It worked every time. And this is like the Avalon. It's very much like that. You know, it's, as Toyota says, part sanctuary, part command center.
Really? Okay.
And you know, paddle shifters. It has paddle shifters.
Oh, great. I would imagine.
I use them. I love them.
I would imagine you probably kept this thing in sport mode most of the time after you discovered it.
Well, there's also eco mode, so I had to try that. But yes, sport mode. Unfortunately, it defaults to the comfort mode, and I mean that's fine. But yeah, it's just a little button on the center console you can put it into sport. And I mean, sport should have quotation marks around it. There's nothing really very sporty about this car at all. But it does tighten it up, and it's not gonna win any awards for people who want to go out to the racetrack or anything. But that's not who this car is aimed at. And I think who it's aimed at, probably people like me if I didn't want to spend time on a racetrack. I think it really hits the target right on. I think in this league, I still prefer the Volkswagen Passat, but to each his own.
Okay. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You can find his written reports at live88.5.com and then click on Startup. More with Jim, the Toyota RAV4, in just a bit. It's the Startup from Ottawa's Alternative Rock, Live 88.5.
Now -2, -9 with a wind chill in Ottawa.
Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray, his audio auto reviews every couple of weeks here on the Startup. You can find written reviews, live88.5.com, and then click on Startup on our picture there. Now, Jim, you talked about the Toyota Avalon. What's next?
Brand new RAV4 for this year, and it's, I'd say it's getting RAV reviews, but it's not going to get one from me. They've really changed this year. It's the new body styling, new interior styling. You can no longer get a V6 in it, and as far as the new exterior styling, it's gone through this unfortunate uglification process. It looks like Toyota thought that the Honda Element was just a little bit or not quite boxy enough so that they would do that with the RAV4, but add some other strange creases and things on it. But anyway, I mean, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. The RAV4 is a fine vehicle. I found that this one left me a little cold. Not just the fact that it was, you know, very boxy compared to the other ones, but it also seemed, now granted mine was more entry level, so it was only around $24,000, but it just seemed a little Spartan to me. Now, if you load it up, you know, you're going to spend about $35,000 on it, and that'll be a much nicer vehicle. But it's not really substantive stuff. It's, you know, a better audio system. You get navigation, that kind of thing. Anyway, as far as the actual RAV4 goes, again, no V6 anymore. So you have a 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine, puts out 176 horsepower, 172 foot-pounds of torque. It drives okay, but those horsepower and torque figures and the loaded price of around $35,000 made me think, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about a Mazda CX-5 that I had hated when I first drove it, right. But then they put a new engine in it and I really liked it. It now has more horsepower, even with the Skyactiv, than the RAV4, more torque, and I just think it's a nicer looking and a nicer interior in it. I don't think the RAV4 is really done at this time.
No. Wow. What did they do away with or change in this besides the styling? Did they change the gate or any other main features?
They did change the gate. I'm glad you asked that because I had forgotten about that. That is a wonderful new feature. The RAV4, it's always driven me nuts. I know it's a short drive, but the tailgate always opened from the left. You had a handle on the hinges on the right. Yeah. So you'd open the hatch,
the
hatch that way, which meant that if you're parallel parked at a sidewalk, you're opening the hatch against yourself and, right. Making it difficult to get in. Now they've gotten rid of that. They got rid of the spare tire from the tailgate, and it now goes up like most of them do. Like they should. Honda did this with the current generation of CRV a year or so ago. Toyota's now joined that club, and it's about time. It's great.
All right. It's our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray. You can find his written reports, live88.5.com, and then click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic update... For-